Above the law.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas.
Views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Dancer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Dancer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Good evening. This is Bob Dancer. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. Frank, you're being quiet again tonight, and that always worries me. How are you?
I be hail and well met. How fare thee, my Lord Dancer?
Why are you speaking in archaic English?
'Tis our great honor to be graced by His Excellency Stanford Wong this very night. Forsooth, the most ancient video poker software creator in all the world. I prithee, we maketh him to feel at home on our fine show.
Wong wrote The Analyzer in 1990, not the 15th century. He is not that old.
1990? Are you like, for sure, then just totally gag me with a spoon?
Quit it. Did you go to a Renaissance fair this weekend?
I did go to a Renaissance fair this weekend.
It was contagious, I can tell.
And it was really fun, and I drank lots of mead, and I did archery again.
Uh-huh.
Apparently I'm really good with a bow and arrow, even though I've never held one until about 2 weeks ago, so.
All right, Cupid. Actually, I'm quite excited about having Stanford Wong. He is one of my heroes. I kind of look at myself as standing on his shoulder to help me getting my career launched. And I'm actually very excited he's going to be on the air tonight.
I am too. Of course, you know, it's a love-hate relationship with me and Mr. Wong.
Is that right?
Well, when his software came out, it could do what we could already do already, giving the ability for people to do stuff that only we could do. So I stopped being as special.
Uh-huh. That's true. When information goes out to the masses, it affects the people who already have that knowledge.
Now I have to be special by my choice of underwear and other things.
That's too much information. That's too much information.
We're going to start doing something on the show, which I apparently have messed up, according to you. But I uploaded content to the site, and my goal was to have people download it so that they could actually look at it while listening along with the show. If anyone's done that, I want to make an announcement now. On the website, my website, ProgressiveVP.com, on the radio show page, down on March 31st, there is several files, which are a strategy. It's an arbitrary scrambled strategy and a test, and they are not in their final form. So don't take the test and just ignore them until I post the final versions. You think we'll have that by Monday, Bob?
I don't know. You went out of your way to tell people where something is so that they're not supposed to look at it. But yes, I suspect it'll be ready by Monday if you and I have stopped fighting about it by then. We have a disagreement as to what the right answers are on some of these questions, and so it would be nice if we have unanimity on this. I want to talk about the Silverton. They're changing their slot club tomorrow, April Fool's Day.
Who's the fool?
I don't know. Now, there's a lot of parts of it which are exciting and new and good. And then there's been some misinformation about it. And so a lot of video poker players are concerned about what's really going to happen. I spoke with Craig Cavalier today. Craig is the president of the Silverton. And asked him several questions which have been posted out on VP Free, and people were quite nervous about it. So I wanted to share some of that. It's, they are one of our sponsors. This is more of a news event than a commercial. But now the nice parts about the slot club is it's going, they're going to get a form of cashback. It's going to be free play, but it's cashback at a rate of 0.30%. That's the same as South Point. That's the same as the M, and which are their closest neighbors. Now, that previously there was no cashback in any form. They're also including table games in the slot club. So if you're a blackjack player or craps or the like, you're now getting slot club points, and it'll be convertible to free play. In their slot club information, they talk about optimum play machines. Optimum play usually means 100% machines. There are no such machines at Silverton. Well, actually, there are 100% machines. They're called change machines, and you put in your $20 and you get out four or five. Those are the only 100% machines at Silverton. And so since they have no optimum play machines, people were worried, does this mean our bonus poker games are going to have bad points per dollar? And the answer is no. The all the games currently on the floor, $1 per point, coin in. And if and when they introduce 100% games, then they have a strategy for handling that. But currently there are no such games, and current games will not be penalized. It's going to be an old points versus new points. So the points you earn starting tomorrow, which at that casino is 2 a.m. Friday morning, that you're going to get your free play for. The old points, which are earned before that, you're not. Now, although if you have old points gathered, you just got a big raise. The I have like 3 million points there. So I would normally periodically cash them in on Bass Pro Shop or Starbucks gift certificates, and 3,000 points was normally worth $3,000 worth of these gift cards. Starting tomorrow, they're going to be worth $6,000 worth of gift cards. So,
it's so my birthday Sunday.
It's
a week
birthday.
From Sunday.
A week from Sunday is Frank's birthday. Good. You want Bass Pro Shop gift cards?
I didn't say that. I'm okay. Just mentioning it. It just popped into my head. Just stray thought.
Senior drawings still are going to remain on Mondays. There's apparently going to be a change in the mailers. My April mailer, I usually get the top mailer, which has been $1,000 until recently. And this in April, it is $400. So that's a big change. And so, but it's added to a slot club that gives cash back and various other promotions. So we're all of us are looking at it carefully. I am still very optimistic. It sounds like it's still a good place to play. I intend to continue playing there, which is why they're a sponsor. So that's the Silverton, and their new slot club is tomorrow.
Their manager, Craig Cavalier, I officially owe him a favor now.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, he was very nice to me.
Good.
But I can't say how.
You can't say how. He did you a favor?
He did me a favor, and I was very impressed. Shocked, dismayed, and surprised. It always I don't know why it always surprises me when casino people turn out to be just really nice, but he did. So I'm very impressed.
I've known him for a number of years. I agree. He is one of the good guys in the gaming world. Good. We're starting a new segment here on Gambling with an Edge, and tonight is the first night of it. And we're on the last Thursday of each month, we're going to have Scott Krause talking about what makes or what are the good promotions in Las Vegas the next month. So tonight he's going to be talking about April. Now, Scott has been a researcher, and he originally from Cleveland. Now he lives here in Vegas. He works for American Casino Guide. He writes for the Las Vegas Advisor. Back when Jeffrey Compton and I did our Player's Edge column on Friday, Scott was one of the behind-the-scenes researchers that we used. By the way, we would still like to do that that column, and the RJ decided that nobody really wanted to read it. So if you like that column and would like it done, please drop a line to the RJ. So, Scott Krause, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good to be on with you guys.
All right.
Jesse, I was just saying hi.
Okay. What promotions are the best in Las Vegas over the next month?
Well, of course, it depends on your opinion of what the best is, but there's a variety of things going on. Just start with a kickoff here of telling you that the Rampart Casino will be celebrating their ninth anniversary on April 4th. And between 2 and 6, they'll be doing the traditional free cake, free champagne, free T-shirts, and there'll be free slot play. They're giving away $4,000 in random free slot play. 10 winners will get $1,000 each. They also have some drawings coming up this month. They've got a $50,000 progressive cash giveaway on Saturday evenings that you, of course, earn tickets through your slot points. Over at the cannery, we've got some point specials where they're giving away different gifts throughout the month for
East side or north side.
This would be the north one.
Okay.
For example, on Sundays, for a minimum 49 points, you get a free Flex Fit hat. They're doing some.
And I understand these Flex hats are worth at least 73 points. So.
Right.
If it only costs you 49, sure. This is a good deal.
For sure. Over at the Gold Coast, we're looking at a variety of promotions over there this month. First of all, they've got a multiplier day on Thursdays, which is a good deal. It's 10 times on reels and 4 times points on video poker every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
They also do 9 times reels every Tuesday there.
The Gold Coast?
Right. Gold Coast.
My partner used to redeem his points there for liquor.
Uh-huh.
And then redeem them at a store where he worked where they had no receipt required for return. And he got about 5% cash back value for his points.
Huh. There's always an edge.
That's my main, and that was my first job too when I started.
I would prefer a more above board gambling with an edge stories here, Frank. So good.
I'm just telling you how it happened, and I didn't do that. That was somebody I
good.
Knew.
So what else do you got?
The Orleans. They've got amazing April drawings going on Fridays and Saturdays, beginning April 8th. They'll have 10 winners every Friday and Saturday. The drawings are at 6:15 and 8:15, with 5 winners at each drawing. There'll be a total of 80 guaranteed winners for the month. You can earn double entries on Thursdays for that one, and the top prize is $5,000 at each drawing. They also have a liquor giveaway, speaking of liquor. towards the end of the month, April 22nd to the 24th, on each day when you earn a minimum of either 200, 300, or 400 points, you can pick up a bottle of rum or a bottle of Sky Vodka or Seagram's VO. Those are going on for 3 days each. A lot of gift cards this month. We're seeing gift cards. Tuscany's been running a promotion for gift cards. For every 1,000 points you accumulate, you get a $10 card for gas, groceries, or shopping. That's with your play on Sundays, Mondays, or Tuesdays throughout the month. And I think, let me just see, I think the Hard Rock's got one too this month.
The Hard Rock.
Right.
Who owns it now?
That's a good question.
Actually, Warner Gaming owns it.
Okay.
They've owned it for almost a week and a half, Frank. What are you?
I didn't know.
Yeah, Warner Gaming owns
it. I'm sorry. I'm not up on things.
And we're going to be in the commercial area, we're going to be talking about the gift cards at South Point.
I was very upset when they took the Thai chicken salad off the menu in the coffee shop, and I haven't been back since.
Uh-huh. A man of principle.
I'm not joking. I mean, I do joke a lot on air, obviously, but that's true. I that was my favorite thing to eat there, and I always went in for that one dish, and then they took it off the menu. I complained, and they didn't do anything about it. So,
uh-huh.
If anyone from the Hard Rock management's listening, put back the Thai chicken salad, and then you'll get my action.
Okay, good. And that, and if you don't want his action, don't put it back. That's make it easy on him.
You're it's a good point, Bob. On the other hand, okay, you're going to get my action unless you put the tie.
Oh, that's how we're going to work this. All right. So, Scott, you got anything else for us?
Yeah, we're going to talk real quick about the Hard Rock gift cards. They're going to do Again, this is towards the end of the month, April 18th to the 21st and April 25th to the 28th. You can pick up a gift card for Chevron Gas, Marie Callender's, or up to $100 in free slot play, and that's for every 500 slot points earned on reels or 2,500 points for video poker. You'll pull an envelope and get to keep what's in the envelope.
Perfect.
Sounds like a good problem.
Scott, yeah. Thank you. We appreciate you coming on.
Great.
We hope to do it in another 4 weeks, and then you can talk about what's good in May. And actually, I appreciate that he didn't go over what's good, what's happening at the Palms and the Silverton and the South Point, because that would take away my commercials. So he did the other casinos that we normally don't touch. Thank you very much, Scott.
Sure.
And I'd like to say that I'm very sorry that he didn't cover those, so that it would have been somebody else other than you talking for a change. Scott, this is a great segment. And Bob came up with this, too, by the way. I'm usually the segment generator, but this is perfect. We'll look forward to seeing you next month.
All right. I enjoy the show. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Since we just actually were talking about South Point and gas cars, it's probably a good idea to talk about now.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We're going to have Stanford Wong in 3 minutes.
Can I talk about – well, all right. Hurry. Do your commercial. Uh-huh.
South Point has more than 10,000 video poker games, returning more than 99%. Nobody else in the world has anywhere near that many. The April promotion is Chevron gas cards. You receive $50 gas cards for playing 8,334 points in the month of April, starting at midnight tonight. So assuming you consider gas cards to be as good as cash, this comes out to a 0.60% slot club, which is another way of saying it's double points all month long, but you can pick when you want to play. There's a maximum of 10 of these cards, which is going to take $83,000 and change to play. For most players, $83,000 in 1 month is more than they're going to comfortably play anyway. So those of us who can play more, after that amount, you're back to single points. A lot of the strong players play NSU Deuces Wild, which is already a slightly positive game. For players who do this, this is a $250 gift from the South Point to you. I personally feel that it would be rude for me to refuse this gift, so I'm going to take this gift. So I will definitely be getting all 10 of my cards. Next week's video poker class at the South Point is Double Bonus Deuces Wild. This is kind of like Bonus Poker Deuces Wild, only more so. You get more for four aces and four threes, fours, and fives, and less than other places. This is a 99.81% game. It is available at the South Point, dollar single play. And it's the best game percentage-wise at the South Point and at least one other local casino in Las Vegas. The classes are free. They're held in the showroom, and they begin at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon.
Double Bonus Deuces, guaranteed to have 150% of things you can't easily quantify with a percentage.
Ha. Well, it is a the variance of the game is 41, which puts it in the same range as Double Double Bonus, which is the form of heaven and hell that people seem to like, because Double Double Bonus is the most popular video poker game in the country.
I like flat and predictable, but that's
you
just
like
me.
Flat and are you talking about your friends or your No.
Yeah, no, I was talking about girls. So anyway, you're talking about these gas card promos.
All right.
And we have Stanford Wong on, so I'll be very quick.
All right.
But of all the nicknames I've had, my least flattering one was actually gas card related. I was playing at a local bar called Jackson's, and this is many years ago. They don't have anything like it now, but they had a promotion for a drawing. You would hit four of a kind, get drawing tickets in there. And then every day at 4 in the afternoon and 4 in the morning, must be present to win. They were giving away $100 gas cards.
4 in the morning, I had
those. That's correct. Must be present to win.
Vacation Village is when I took advantage.
I won 15 out of the 30 days for $1,500 in gas cards.
Yep.
And I earned myself the nickname, the guy with gas.
The guy with gas. Good. We went a long way for that.
I preferred it when I was little man in Fat Man and Little Boy. But anyway.
All right. Stanford Wong. If a man is judged by his heroes, then you got to judge me by Stanford Wong. In the field of gambling writers, Stanford Wong is definitely my number one hero. When I moved to Vegas in 1993, it was to be a professional blackjack player. About a year after I moved here, I became of the scouts working for Stanford Wong on his current Blackjack News publication. During this period, he visited me in my home 3 or 4 times and shared information with me. He gave me software. He gave me encouragement. At the time, I was desperately trying to make it as a gambler, and I would sponge up all the little information he would drop. I'm eternally grateful for the head start he gave me way back when. Wong's first book, Professional Blackjack, was first published in 1975. That's 36 years ago. It's been revised a number of times, and today, 36 years after its publication, it remains on every serious blackjack player's bookshelf. Blackjack is just one of the games he's written about. In future shows, we'll talk to him about sports betting, pie-gal poker, casino tournaments, craps, and maybe even video poker. Tonight, it's going to be about blackjack, and specifically professional blackjack. Stanford Wong, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Well, thank you very much, and I really enjoyed the stuff that was going on before you introduced me. All this talk about advantage play, I could listen to that all night.
Good.
Yeah, Bob apparently loves you, and of course, I think you're amazing as well, but you're publishing a VP, a Video Poker Analyzer and Video Poker Exact, of course, took a massive chunk out of my income, because I was doing it all by hand before that. Plus, you came out with it like just a couple weeks too late. I had spent 6 months of my life doing some video poker return analysis by hand, and then boom, 2 weeks later, your software came out.
Yeah, it took me a long time to do the stuff, but fortunately for other people working on it, once they had my numbers, they knew when they were doing their own calculations when they got the right numbers. Yeah, I had to sort of play it. I had it tough because I didn't know when I was looking at the right number. I didn't know if it was right or not. So what I had to do is I had to do each calculation two different ways, and I used the logic that if I use two different approaches and I get the same answer both times, then that answer must be right. And if there are differences, of course, I didn't know which way was wrong. I had to keep working on them until finally I got the same answer with both approaches. And
yep.
Figures really helps.
You were the first, and that is such an amazing accomplishment. It's just unbelievable. I hope people on the air that are listening to this realize the depth of the intelligence of who they're listening to right now. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and let Bob ask his questions now.
Let's assume our listeners know that if they're going to play blackjack and they're not counting cards, they might as well mail a check to the casino because it's going to end up that way anyway. Now, in your opinion, Stanford, what percentage of the general population could learn to profitably count cards if they had some instruction and applied themselves?
You know, counting cards isn't really all that difficult. It's about the same level of difficulty as memorizing a multiplication table. And if you were to have you learn multiplication tables in grammar school, say up to 12 times 12, which was what I had to do, you're capable of counting cards. It's just a question of how quick are you going to pick it up, how much practice you're going to need to get to speed. But basically, anybody, if you're capable of graduating from high school, you're capable of counting cards. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, and you want me to ask a question?
Well, you don't have to.
Okay, but you're absolutely right. And I wanted to make a comment on your comment is if people think something is hard, then it is hard. If they think it's easy, then often it is easy. Are you familiar with the phenomenon where if teachers have an expectation that a student is intelligent, that student tends to do better?
I've heard something about that, and that's probably true. I've always been interested in challenges. If you tell me something is difficult, or you tell me that's impossible, that's reason enough that I should do it.
Well, yeah, but you're not normal. Most people, if you tell them it's hard, they think it's hard. Anyway, so what I want the listeners to understand is card counting is not nearly as difficult as it's made up to be. All right, so my question, next question. Your name has been made into a verb, which is associated with gaining a certain type of advantage. Please tell us what it means to Wong a blackjack game, and how did you come up with this technique?
Well, when I first got into blackjack, I realized that sitting there at one table counting cards hour after hour might not be the best approach. I started looking around for other things I can do, and I discovered very quickly that if I left on all the minus counts and searched for another table and popped in with either a fresh deal or a positive count, that my time was much more valuable. Now, I wasn't the first one that came up with it. I came up with it independently, but then once I started doing it, I noticed there were other people doing the same thing. So I really can't claim fame for inventing the idea. But what I did do was I wrote about it in Professional Blackjack, and I was the first blackjack author to write about that as a technique of play. And that's where the manga came from. It's crediting me as author, not as me as inventing it. In fact, it's interesting the way I heard that expression myself. I was back in Atlantic City, and I was we had to wait for the casino to open back then. This was the old days when Atlantic City first opened in 1978. And I was talking with a couple of local guys that I heard them talking about card counting, so I figured, okay, I'll just join their conversation. And then as soon as the doors opened, these guys said, well, got to get going. I got to wong in some games. And I said, what? What did he say? And another guy said, he said wong in some games. And I said, what does that mean? And he explained to me that this author, Stanford Wong, came up with this technique. He didn't even know he was talking to Stanford Wong because I didn't introduce myself.
Yeah, well, that's, well, you don't look nearly as Chinese as your name implies. The now
that is really funny. Yeah. All right.
In the book, you present the high-low counting system, along with lots of tables to indicate how you should modify the count if you get 6, 7, 8 suited, and those kind of things. How much of the system is original to you, and how much is based on the work of others?
Basically, all the numbers are my work. I did all my own math. I figured out the software and everything to write that. But in terms of other people's accomplishments, they're major. Ed Thorpe gets credit for being the first one to come up with a counting system that would tell you when you had an edge.
Uh-huh.
And Harvey Dubner is the one that invented the high-low system, which, you know, I'm famous for presenting high-low, but I took Dubner's high-low, and I just came up with tables for using it. But the tables are all my own work. In fact, that's the reason I wrote the book, is because I was playing blackjack, and I was using Ed Thorpe's Beat the Dealer as my guide, and there were rules that I was facing that Beat the Dealer didn't have. I had a casino that offered surrender, for example. I think that was the Dunes in Las Vegas way back when, and Ed Thorpe doesn't give any numbers for surrender. I was playing casinos where you could not double down after split. Thorpe only told what to do when you can double after split. So I just had to, I had to supplement what I got out of Thorpe's book. So Ed Thorpe gets for starting the whole idea.
Peter Griffin probably should be in that conversation as being influential as well.
I gotta ask a question though. I mean, if you're gonna write a book about something, do you know somebody that has written a book on blackjack that didn't use their own numbers?
There's so many books out on blackjack now, and honestly, there are a few people that just took other people's numbers and passed it off as their own. Ed Thorpe is a major person whose work is being stolen in that regard.
Wow. I can't imagine doing that. You know, I mean, even if somebody gives me a strategy, I usually check it myself. But that's just, I guess that's just a quirk.
Well, so, different people have different strengths. My own personal strength is in the analysis, in the mathematics.
Oh, yes.
And so that's what I, no, every book I've ever written, I stress the math of it because I enjoy that. I'm very good at it. So there's other aspects of winning also. For example, in blackjack, one really important thing is getting by within the casinos. It's not enough just to count cards. You got to do it under the noses of people who would love to kick you out if they figure they know what you're doing.
I hate that, brother.
I wasn't very good at that. I was good at memorizing his numbers, but not good at staying
good
my
at
welcome.
I'm good at with the numbers, but there are other people who are better than I am at telling you how to get away with it in the casino. Ian Anderson, for example, has got a couple of wonderful books on how to fly under the radar.
Ian Anderson? You mean the lead singer of Jethro Tull?
Probably not.
Actually, it's the same name. This guy spells his name Ian.
Oh.
Anderson.
It's one of my favorite groups, but it was the second favorite group, actually. Do you still play blackjack today?
Yeah, in fact, I did play some today. I still enjoy it. The main problem I have is I'm too recognizable.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you run your own business and when you own real estate, both of those things require that you be, give certain information, make it public. You can't run a business and be unknown. If somebody wants to sue your business or something, you have to be able to find out who the owner is. So I decided a long time ago, when I wanted to start running a business, that I'd do what I had to in order to run a legitimate business. But I still enjoy blackjack. I just have to be careful that I don't bet so big or play so long that my name gets passed up too high in the chain of command because somebody's going to say, that guy is in our casino?
Yeah, that's a shame.
Do you wear a sweatshirt from Stanford University to help them figure out who you are?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the question.
Do you wear a sweatshirt from Stanford University to help them? On at least on occasion, you have done that.
Not a Stanford sweatshirt. I've worn sweatshirts from other universities, but not Stanford. Now I'm too old for the sweatshirt thing.
Did you go to Stanford?
Yeah, I got a PhD from Stanford.
And he taught there.
Outstanding. What was your PhD in?
Finance.
Oh, finance. We had the fellow from the MIT Blackjack team on, and he did his thesis in Blackjack, but he was an electrical engineer. I thought that was hilarious.
I would have loved to have done a dissertation and used something along the line of Blackjack, but I couldn't find anybody on the faculty there that was willing to support me on it, so I had to do something mundane like inflation in the stock market.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I would have fallen asleep reading that.
All right, BJ21.com. It's far and away the top Blackjack bulletin board. Tell us about what you have on BJ21, both Blackjack and other things.
Well, the reason I started BJ21 was because I was answering a lot of people's questions on Blackjack, and I was looking for some way to stop spending so much of my time answering questions. So I figure if I've got a website, people post their questions on the website, and I can answer them if I feel like it, but other people can answer them too. So questions get answered, quality answers. In fact, it's really been helpful because a lot of people that answer have expertise that I don't. You know, we got people who are lawyers, people who are work with the IRS, people with various expertise, people that know a whole lot more about mathematics than I do. So you get a quality answer on BJ21, whereas if I were to try to field all questions myself, first place, I wouldn't have time, and second place, my answers wouldn't be as good enough. Now, as far as what's on the website, it's mostly stuff about Blackjack. The main thing I have there that's not Blackjack is I wrote a bunch of little Excel things for analysis of sports, like season wins and props. You know, is a person going to get more than this many or less than that many of something or other, like home runs or field goals or something? So the analysis of that, when I shut down sharp sports betting, I moved those prop tools over to BJ21. Now, we do have discussion of other things there, too. We've got a message board for poker. We've got a message board for video poker. We've got a message board for craps. But, you know, in terms of my contributions on the site, it's Blackjack and the sports betting props.
And I think my headphones were malfunctioning. I thought you said that there were people on there that were better at math than you.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a PhD in math, for example. My PhD is in something else. We do have, in fact, this one guy even calls himself math prof. He's a math professor.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have several other people that have PhDs in mathematics. So if you have a mathematical question, you don't want a guy like me that's very good in math but not really not PhD level when you've got some PhDs sitting around that'll look at your question and give you a better answer than I could.
Yeah, my math question would be, what is the percentage chance that if I'm as good at math as Stanford Wong that I'll be okay in life? Well, you're good enough. Hey, one of your books, I think it was Blackjack Secrets, said the difference between a professional blackjack player and a canoe is that the canoe sometimes tips, aside from being very funny. Is that still your position on tipping?
Yeah, now Peter Griffin gets credit for that. That's his. In fact, I don't think he made it up. I think some dealers told him that, but he was the first one to publish it. That's in his Theory of Blackjack. And I thought it was so clever that I passed it along. But no, that's still my attitude toward tipping. The problem with tips, well, two problems. One is they're expensive. You don't get value for them for the most part. And the other is that dealers are just unhappy with your tips no matter what. I mean, you win $500 at a blackjack table, for example. What do you tip? If you give the dealer a $5 tip, the dealer's going to look at it like, that's all. You give them a $50 tip, they'll be happy. But maybe your expectation at that table is only to win $45. You give them $50, you're giving them more than what your expected win is.
Mm. We what we used to do with the
so you solve the problem by giving them zero.
Yeah, zero in that.
But you're friendly to them and nice to them, which is
I'm friendly, but you know the problem with the small tip is they consider that insulting.
Yeah.
Suppose you won $500, for example, and gave the dealer a dollar.
Yeah, that's worse. Yeah, I can understand that.
That's like going to a restaurant. You don't like the food, so you leave a penny as a tip for the waitress. I mean, they take it as an insult. But whereas if you don't leave any tip, then they assume that you either don't know that you're supposed to tip or where you're one of those rare people that just don't tip or whatever.
Our standard operating procedure when I was running the slot team is we would tip approximately 2% of the theoretical win on the jackpot. So if, let's say, we're playing a 5/8 progressive dollar, and which has a cost of about $9,000, and we hit it for $13,000, the theoretical win would be $4,000, of which we would tip 2%, which would be $80.
And were the dealers happy with that?
Well, this was for slot poor people. I'm not a blackjack player.
Okay, because they'd probably look at the amount that you're winning and say, gee, that tip is so small compared to what you won. Seems disproportionate. But that's what you got to do, because if you give them a, you know, $1,000 tip or $500 tip or something, why, you know, there goes your profit in the long run. You're not a winner anymore.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, if you're there to win, you can't overtip. It's just this is a really important thing for our listeners to understand. This is, if you're tipping away your entire edge, then you are no longer what's our name, Bob?
Well,
gambling with an edge.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay, I can't say as good as John Lindquist does, though.
I do have one cute story about tipping.
Okay.
You know, I've always done this. It's not something that I just started in recent years, the not tipping. There was one time in Reno that I was playing at Harrah's with a dealer I'd played at many times because she was just very pleasant. And I had just read Ian Anderson's book, the first one that came out.
Is that Blackjack Jungle?
No, I forgot if it's either Burning the Tables or Turning the Tables. Yes, I think it's Turning the Tables on Las Vegas. He's got two books with similar titles, and I get the titles confused. Anyway, after reading his book, I said, okay, I'll try a tip and see what happens. So that blackjack dealer that I played with so much, I mean, I must have played her there hundreds of hours, I put a $5 tip out in front of my bet, and she said, what's that? And I said, that's a tip. And she looked at me, and she got this look on her face like she was going to cry. She said, you mean I'm just another dealer to you? I thought I was somebody special.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. I mean, that tip was a negative for me. It took her out of the category of sort of being in my hip pocket to somebody that, well, I guess this guy doesn't really like me. I guess I'm just an ordinary dealer to him. You know, I was amazed. I would have been better off saving that $5 instead of putting it out there for her.
You know what this reminds me of is the
phenomenon. No, but you got a story out of that $5. That was a real good investment.
That's a good story. Yes, and my father would have agreed with you, Bob. You know what this reminds me of is the whole thing with topless dancers. Is if you get dances from them and become a customer, you never end up, you know, going out with them. But if you give them no money at all for some reason, then you're no longer a client.
So. Oh, then they're doing it because they like it. I have zero expertise in that area, so.
I spent a few years in topless bars. It was the only training I got in how to speak to women, actually.
All right, Stanford, we're going to let you go, but hopefully you can come back. This was pleasant, enjoyable, informative. You got lots of other books. I hear you're putting them on ebooks these days. We're going to ask you about that next time. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for being here.
Well, I really enjoyed it, and I'll come back anytime you ask me.
Perfect.
Outstanding. Yeah, you will definitely be on again.
Now I'll go to the airport and catch my plane. I've been standing here at this rental car place because I didn't want to talk to you while I was sitting on the bus. So.
And to all our listeners, hope that you're as bad at math as Mr. Wong.
that'd be awful to be bad as him. Huh.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. So
he is my hero.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, when you look at what he did and the fact that he was the first to do it with nobody blazing a trail for him. Now, of course, the guys in our team or associated with our team did do their own math, but it was all by hand. So there was no computer software program involved with that. And, of course, Stanford didn't have access to that information. I mean, he did this on his own with nobody over his shoulder telling him how it was done. I can't even conceive of that. Can you, Bob?
I couldn't do that.
I mean, I had a couple people show me. It's not like I thought it all up on my own. I had a fellow by the name of David was checking my math at first. All right. Giveaways?
Giveaways, except my computer just died.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And so we have actually a lot of information on that computer.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Really.
Oh, no. All right. So we're going to wing this. As I announced last week, we have – can you get it back up or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll do our best. The station numbers are going to be 731-1230 if you're local. That's 731-1230. If you're and don't call just yet, but just keep the numbers handy. And it's 866-820-5528. If you're out of town, that's 866-820-5528. Of course, if you are out of town, you would need to be here in Las Vegas a week from this Saturday to take advantage of these. It's going to be tickets for the Playboy Comedy Club. And should we wait to announce it, or you think you can get back up? It's going to take us too long, isn't it?
It's going to take us too long.
All right, so if you want to know who this is for, they don't really have bad comedians in the Playboy Comedy Club. Last week it was Dom Herrera, and I announced that. I don't know who it's going to be next week because it was on Bob's computer that just shut off. But I think everyone in the audience understands technical problems. So we're going to take the third caller tonight. You want to do the third caller?
Third caller is good.
All right, and are the lines open?
All right, so far.
All right, so 731-1230 if you'd like to win tickets for the Playboy Comedy Club a week from Saturday. While we're waiting for that to happen. Also, I'm having a birthday party a week from this Sunday. And usually the lines light right up. Is everything going?
So you're having a birthday party and you're inviting our audience. Is that correct?
Well, okay. We got a caller. Yes, you're on the air with Bob and Frank. What?
So caller 3 is a winner, right?
Yes, caller
3. Yes.
One and two.
All right.
I see. Oh, you're doing it that way. Okay.
Good. It's a good way. Here's number 3. There's not number
3. Are you on the air? Oh, no. Oh, no. They lost. We lost them. Keep trying back. Whoever calls in next wins it. All right. I was going to go ahead and put the other ones up, but we'll, don't worry about that. So, yes, birthday party. If you send me... you take it back.
Take.
The caller's on there.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are we talking to?
Ray Jones.
Huh. Sounds like Ray Jones' sister.
Yeah.
All right. We're wondering if we should disqualify her.
okay, so what you
Ray
want?
Ray Jones' sister is otherwise known as Shirley Dancer. And so I love to talk to you, Shirley, and but you're disqualified.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. It's too many people know Shirley's name, so you can't call up Shirley.
I wanted to say how I enjoyed Mr. Wong.
Oh, wasn't he great?
Good. He's a hero of mine, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later. But we're still waiting for our third call who's not related to either Frank or me.
All right.
Now.
Do we have one more? No, oh, we need another caller then.
Does the name Nick DiPolo mean anything to you? He's going to be the, it's his show that we're on. It's Nick is DiPaolo. He's going to be tickets for him, and that's who you're calling in.
Okay, 731-1230, next caller gets it.
All right.
And hopefully we get one
so
more.
So while waiting for that, let me tell you
there
about.
It is.
All right, who we got here?
Hello?
Hi, this is Bob and Frank at Gambling with an Edge.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening. It sounds pretty good.
Who are we talking to?
Frank. This is Frankie Dirty Shoes.
Frankie Dirty Shoes.
Dirty Shoes, Frankie.
All right, we can. Do you recognize?
Me, right?
No, I have no idea who that is.
No, do I. And hopefully the smell does not come through the radio. You're a winner. Go ahead and give your information to Lawrence, and you'll be able to go to the concert. Congratulations.
Cool. All right, so sounds it's gonna be a week from this Saturday. And you're going to pick your tickets up on the day of the show. But we need your name and phone number in case there's any changes. All right? So you talk to Lawrence. Give him that. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Great. Thanks for listening.
All right. Dottie's, one of our sponsors. Dottie's Gaming and Spirits. Now, several times I've mentioned that the best game at Dottie's is NSU Deuces Wild. And that is the best game, but it depends percentage-wise. But whether or not it's the best game at Dottie's depends on what stakes you're playing. NSU is 99.728, and Super Double Bonus is 99.695. Actually, 6946. But
you're showing off now, Bob.
But they have a promotion where W2Gs, basically 1% of your W2Gs is a bonus. It's actually 10% of them get a 10% bonus. And so you get a lot more W2Gs at Super Double Bonus for certain stakes, that it makes it actually a better game. So if you're playing between $6 and $23 a hand, or between $75 and $133 a hand, NSU is a better game. But between $24 and $74, or $134 and higher, Super Double Bonus is a better game. So this actually strikes me as amusing and ironic that... which is the best game depends on exactly how many dollars you're putting in a machine. But this is the case. Now, Dottie's, I've been going there for a year and a half. They have a higher percentage of women customers than most other 15 machine locations. It's furnished like a country kitchen, and it's definitely not a pickup place. It's a safe place to play, and a lot of women feel comfortable there. The good games are found at both the 24-hour locations, which is most of them, and also the non-smoking locations, which you find in certain Kmart stores.
Oh, so you say there's a lot of women at Dottie's?
There are a lot of women at Dottie's. The other part I said is definitely not a pickup place. Which part of that did you not understand, Frank?
So you said there's a lot of women there?
Yeah, okay. Well, good. So much for that. Our last sponsor is the Palms. Now, the Palms are giving us the giveaways, which is I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you.
And they're giving me a suite with a pool hall or a bowling alley in it for my birthday party.
A bowling alley with it. So are we going to – we kind of got interrupted by all that.
Yes. I don't know if I have and but this is awesome. And my slot host, Vladimir Manny Manashevitz, or just Manny if you want to call him, is hooking me up with this. But it's going to be a week from this Sunday at the Palms. I don't think I have enough space with everybody that's coming. But if you'd really, really like to go to it, fire me off an email to gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com, and I will email you back if there's room. So it kind of like if you want to go to my birthday party – and there's going to be a lot of board games there. People from the Renaissance Club are going to have homebrew.
Are you going to be in a kilt?
I may be in a kilt.
Uh-huh. So no, I warn you, don't ask him for a kilt check. I won't tell you what that means, but don't ask. Good. The Palms, they have monthly drawings. They have weekly drawings this month. They're for Apple products such as iPads, iPods, and plus cash.
So, I won one. It was really nice.
Yeah, I won several of those in the past. So there's 10 winners both Friday and Saturday nights, and so your tickets are in there for both both nights, and you got to swipe each day. But and then at the end of Saturday, the tickets disappear. So since Shirley and I have a square dance party on Saturday night of this week, you can bet that we're not going to be at the drawing because if you're going to be in one of these drawings, it's nice to arrange it so you can be there both nights because that increases your equity. Now, Frank just talked about Manny Manashevitz, who happens to be my host as well as Frank's host. I got an interesting story about him. He this last Monday, Frank and I were having a meal together at Garduño's, which is their Mexican restaurant there. And Manny called Frank for, I don't know why he called Frank, but he did. And so Frank says, well, Bob and I are in Garduño's, come on by. So Manny did. And so they started swapping stories. Manny was trying to give Frank a free ticket to go to a comedy show, and Frank knew who that particular artist was.
No, it was a concert.
Didn't want to go to the concerts, and so Frank said he would pay $100 not to have to go to the concert. So Manny thought this was pretty funny, so Manny ended up giving Frank $100 of free play, which is kind of the reverse. Now I'm listening to all this, and now I realize that one event clearly makes a trend. So I said, Manny, invite me to a concert. And Manny says, how would you like to go to Elvis Costello? And I was just going, I wouldn't go to Elvis Costello if you pay me $1,000. So I, 2 days later, I went to my... pick up my free play, which is my normal monthly mailer, and no $1,000. So it didn't work. It's a one time only. So still a funny story. And if you need a host at the Palms, consider Manny. He's a good guy.
He's awesome. And there were, you know, I didn't ask him for it, but I had just had a very large loss at the Palms. I don't know. I don't really pay much attention to those things, but I think I had just had a really bad day. So anyway, we have to talk a little bit about the listener questions last week.
Okay.
Okay. A couple people have said to me that we were a bit too harsh with a couple of the listener questions. And I just want everyone to understand, it is very hard for us to look into the minds of people other than ourselves. And because I don't think anyone can do that very well. And we have, you know, tons of math training and experience in professional gambling. And when folks ask questions like the one on the two pair versus one pair question last week, it's very easiest for us to be judgmental. And we're not trying to do that. I am very sorry, because we don't know what's in your head. We don't know, you know, what information you've been exposed to in life and why you're making this what I consider to be a bad choice. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Bob? People usually act in their own best interests.
Well, they try. I was harshest last week on a man who said He avoided certain inside straights with one high card and double bonus because they didn't work for him.
Right, right, right.
He knew what the right answer was, and he decided he didn't want to do it. And so I actually said he should. I hope he played at the casino I play at, so the casino would win.
And that's right. But the question is, why is he going over his feelings versus what the math tells him to be true? And perhaps in his life, that's what he was taught to do. I mean, for all we know, his parents may have raised him to always go with your gut. He could have had a completely different life from what you and I have had. And I just don't think we should be too harsh, you know, when we don't know what's in other people's heads. And obviously, the people that are going to be asking questions on our show, Bob, don't know as much as us. Otherwise, they wouldn't be asking questions.
Well, that's true. And I also think that if they are doing something that we consider incorrect, that we are actually doing them a service by saying in no uncertain terms that what they're doing is wrong. And
you did that.
and we're actually doing them a service. And pussyfooting around and mincing words just so we don't hurt their feelings, I don't think is doing them any good. So
all right. Well, I'm going
to.
So try
I guess Frank is apologizing, and I'm not.
Well, no one expected you to apologize, Bob. Anyway, so team trading techniques, strategy. We only have a few minutes. Let's try to get this out. When you, how many times have you seen people make a strategy, or you know, wonder if they what they were doing, and they on a draw, look it up, and then still make the wrong draw even after staring at the strategy card for 2 minutes.
Like a lookup mistake.
A lookup mistake.
I have seen that.
Yes, it happens all the time. So what we did is we came up with...
It doesn't happen all the time. Usually people don't look it up.
Yeah. We came up with a way of fixing that particular problem with the team, and I'm trying to rush here because we're running out of time. The trick was to create a scrambled strategy. Now, this is a strategy for no game that ever has or ever will exist, and everything in it is in a random sort of, you know, deliberately contrived position. So you have to basically take a test on what to hold on a series of hands, and every single one you're going to have to look up in the strategy because you don't know for sure where anything is and you can't go on pre-existing knowledge. So the goal here is to get people to look up every single draw, and if they have a problem looking up strategies, looking up elements on a strategy, this will definitely find it. Now how we fix it, that will cover next week. But what I would like people to do is go to the website. We'll have it on yours and mine, right, Monday?
We'll have it on yours. I have trouble getting things on my website sometimes. So
on my website, progressivevp.com, on the radio show page, go to the March 31st show and download these files. I'll have it very clearly listed on Monday. Take the test and then email it back to us at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. And whoever passes the test with 100% first, we're going to give them a really the next week's giveaways plus $100 credit on my website.
Oh, so if I actually pass the test, Bob, before, that probably works as well.
No
as,
soup for you.
As surely trying
Here's
to
our
win
close.
The prize. All righty.
All right.
See you next week. Thank you.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, stuff happened that no one really cares about, because it was a long time ago and really far away. More recently and closer to home, it was a dark time for the Rebellion. Although video poker trader software had been made that could do in seconds what took the early rebels months to accomplish, few now appreciated what they had been given on a silver platter. Disheartened by diminishing plays, reduced meter rise, and tighter machines, the Rebels were soon driven from their profitable haunts by ever-increasingly advanced techniques for identifying advantage players. All hope of victory seemed forever beyond their grasp. Until a small group of freedom fighters led by Bob and Frank, successfully evading the profit-mongering casino empire, established a new base of insight on the radio show Gambling with an Edge. Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. to battle the tyranny of ignorance. The force is strong with them. But with proper medication, it should clear up in a couple of weeks.
For an archived version of tonight's show, you can visit ProgressiveVP.com and BobDancer.com. The sponsors for the show are the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as Donnie's and the website VideoPoker.com. Thanks for listening, and tune in Thursday nights at 7 for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity. Are you tired of dishonest air conditioning and heating companies? Sotelo Air prides itself on honesty and integrity. With over 40 years of experience in the Las Vegas Valley, we service all brands of equipment. Call Sotelo Air at 702-321-1073. We offer senior and military discounts on any repairs. Plus, summer's coming. Better check on that AC now. Call Sotelo Air at 702-321-1073. We want you to be comfortable this summer. Sotelo Air Conditioning and Heating, 702-321-1073.
So the guy says, the duck quacked me up.
Oh, you and the jokes.
The Jerk Show. Tuesday through Saturday, midnight to 3. On KLAV, AM 1230. The Clock, Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Duke Liberatore.
And I'm Dr. Jan McBaron.
We are a husband and wife team.
And together we host the number one health talk show in the nation,
Duke and the Doctor.
You can hear our show weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on KLAV, 1230 a.m.
We'll discuss up-to-date health news, give away gifts, share in a laugh or two, and answer health questions from our callers.
Feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you tune in to Duke and the Doctor.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLAV, 1230 a.m., the talk of Las Vegas.
My name is Jeffrey Burke, and I'm the host of the Staying Healthy Show here on KLAV. The Staying Healthy Show is now on KLAV 10 times per week. 10 times for you to hear the best guest in the industry and learn about the best nutritional products available for your good health. You can hear my show weekday mornings at 8 and a new show again at 5. Both shows are drive time for your listening pleasure. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sundays. Wayne Rudolph built his store with three principles in mind: great products and selection, a knowledgeable staff, and memorable service every time you visit his store. Please tune into the Staying Healthy Show 10 times per week here on KLAV. I'm looking forward to chatting with all of you and helping you get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
Hello, this is Matt with Finley RV. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. with the RVing Adventures Radio Show. I'll take you on a little adventure every Friday afternoon and discuss all the best places to travel with you and your RV. RVing Adventures is a way of life. If you love RVing as much as I do, then you'll tune in every Friday at 3 p.m. and let the traveling begin. The United States has so many wonderful places to get away to, and Finley RV has your vehicle to get you on the road to your next adventure. Stories, RV questions, and lots of fond memories every Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KLAV.
This is Dr. Robert Earle. I'm a local dentist here in Las Vegas and have been practicing dentistry for 35 years. We want to invite you to join us every Tuesday at 2 o'clock for a new show called Dentistry Today with Dr. Robert Earle. We will be answering questions and talking about the latest technology in dentistry and giving you the answers to your questions about dental concerns.
Dentistry Today with Dr. Robert Earle, Tuesday afternoon at 2. A learning disability means you're finished, right? Wrong. Introducing the Never Give Up Show, brought to you by the Never Give Up Foundation, hosted by Matthew Cox. The Never Give Up Show is about letting go of your fears and breaking the shackles and stigma associated with learning disability. And life coach Matt ought to know, he himself was diagnosed with a learning disability. Now he's a motivational speaker with an advanced degree. This is powerful radio. The Never Give Up Show, Tuesday afternoon at 4.
Las Vegans, you say you need affordable legal advice? How about some free advice? Tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on KLAV. Just call 731-1230. That's 731-1230. And attorney Barry Levinson will take your questions on legal matters including bankruptcy, loan modifications, personal injury, and more. Remember, tune in to Law by Barry Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on KLAV. And if you want help now, call Barry's office at 836-9696.
Hello, we're Los Lobos for Red.
It's okay to rock and roll and party. Just let someone else do the driving.
Remember, designate.
A public service message.
Go ahead and look. I hope you like